the old climbing frame. It was 25 years old. It wasn't suitable, particularly for our junior children and some of our children in wheelchairs. And the kids have been, I've been teaching at this school for the last 10 years. And I think my whole time, the children have been moaning about how rubbish the climbing frame is and wanting a new one. And we've always said it's too expensive. We can't afford it in our school budget. And we've done it, and it's the best thing in the world.
Obviously, you've done it in record time. You've done it so quickly.
I cannot believe how quickly we've managed to do it. It's been so good to see, like, so many parents pulling together. We've done loads of fundraising across the year, but lots of local businesses as well supporting us and helping us out. We couldn't have got there without the donation from Norfolk Homes, a really big generous donation. But we've had money from the Ploughs and Paulett Fund, various other different bits of grant money as well. So local charities have played their part. But the children have been really lovely too. Some kids donated their tooth fairy money and their pocket money. So just all those little things added up. And I think we just got momentum going. And yeah, the children have really got behind it and they've been so excited about it. Seeing the money slowly creep up, and it's just, yeah, it's gained momentum, and we've got there in the end, which is just brilliant.
We're standing here as work is going on building it. What was the children's reaction when they found out, hey, they're going to get it, and also the fact that work started so quickly?
They couldn't believe it, actually. I think that was the nicest thing, that it was a big surprise. I think particularly the year sixes, the older children, expected that they wouldn't see it and they would move on to high school and they would miss out on the opportunity.